Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus coming to you, hopefully on a lovely Friday, the day of the week where we venture off the weekly teaching topic, going where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. Today's DriveCast comes to us from the Old Testament book of 1 Kings chapter 17. And it's the remarkable story about the calling and an education of the prophet Elijah. And I highly encourage you to get a good cup of coffee or tea and just sit with 1 Kings chapter 17 and even chapter 18 for yourself to see what I mean about Elijah's education. For the first thing that God does when it comes to Elijah's education is he takes this would-be prophet through the school of trust before he uses Elijah greatly. And seriously, you got to read this story for yourself, for it opens up in a severe drought. There's been no rain for years in the land, and God instructs his new prophet Elijah to go to a certain brook by the name of Kereth, where God commanded ravens, yes, ravens, to fly over, bringing Elijah bread and meat in the morning and the evenings. And then Elijah was to drink all he wanted from the brook. Now, if that's not a lesson in trust, I don't know what is. I mean, having God DoorDash you your breakfast and your dinner by way of ravens. But here's where the story gets a little stranger and where I really want to land the plane. 1 Kings 17:7 says, "And it happened after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land." And thus began the prophet's education of learning trust. The brook dried up. Elijah loses his water supply. Yet as you go on to read, God's providence works through such loss that there's a ministry to us through failure and the loss of things. And at times, God gives us the gift of loss, whether they're material things or maybe our physical health or financial well-being, to educate us in the school of trust. And the dwindling brook at the Kereth Ravine, where Elijah sat deep in thought, that's a true picture of each of our lives at times. Because sooner or later, certain brooks in our lives, they're going to dry up. And one way or another, all of us need to learn the difference between trusting in the gift or trusting in the giver. You know, the gift or gifts, they may last only for a season, but the giver is the true source of our eternal life and our eternal love. And you know, Elijah would have never been the courageous prophet that he turned out to be if God had kept feeding him and allowing his thirst to be quenched from the babbling brook. Elijah, and each one of us, we need our faith tested by earthly streams or other resources drying up so that we may learn that our hope and help is from the Lord, and that we remember to trust in the giver and never put our trust in the gifts. So I don't know where today's DriveCast finds you. Maybe you or a loved one are faced with the reality of a dried up brook. Maybe it's a job loss or a physical issue, or maybe it's a broken relationship. And we're going to pray about that in a second. But I first want to thank you for tuning in to today's DriveCast and encourage you to tune in Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And now, as usual, I want to invite you to pray with me and even take some time praying after me. If you're experiencing dried up brooks in your lives, let's pray about it. Or if you just want to praise the giver of all good gifts in our life, we can pray something like this together. Lord, help me to recognize dried up brooks in my life as opportunities to learn to trust you more than ever, so that I'll live a life of faith that's pleasing to you. And Lord, may I not take for granted the gifts in my life that you've given me. May these gifts never outgrow my love and my dependency upon you. Amen.